the bottom line. On News Radio 610, KONA, from the Tri-Cities to Olivia to D.C., we break down.
Break it all down.
The stories of the day and the people making the news.
And that's the bottom line.
Time to get the bottom line. Presented by Summit Funding in Kennewick and Prosser. With your hosts, Rob Francis and Ed Dawson.
Welcome into the bottom line, News Radio 610 KONA. It is hour number two on this Tuesday afternoon. Rob and Ed hanging with you. And we want to welcome to the program candidate for Franklin County Commissioner, District 2, Ana Ruiz Peralta. Good afternoon to you, Ms. Peralta. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. And you?
Doing quite well. We thank you for your time this afternoon to speak to our listeners and those voters in Franklin County in District 2 that will be weighing in the primary in August.
The most amazing county in all Washington State, I have to add.
It is a wonderful county, and this, of course, is the seat of the retiring commissioner, Bob Cook. So, Ms. Peralta, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you lived in Franklin County, and what are some of the things that you're involved with in the community?
Thank you, Rob, for the opportunity to speak to you and to the voters and to anybody that lives in Franklin and Benton County and beyond. I want to say thank you to Mr. Cook for his service, for his years of service. It really takes somebody that has that passion for public service to stay in public office, because it is not easy. So I want to say thank you to him for all of these years of service. He's a wonderful person. So thank you to him. About myself, I first came to Franklin County in 1997, end of 1997, 98. And then, got married. We moved to the Portland Vancouver area for about 10 years. We came back in 2009. But throughout those years, family is here. So we would come back many times a year. My kids were baptized here at St. Pat's. And my summers I spent here. We love it. We love it. We love it so much that we came back. We love the education, especially the dual language, and eventually dual language and STEM. That's fantastic for many families. And as we will come here, we would see the explosion that we've had, for over 20 years. And so that tells us that we are a special place, that Franklin County, the Pasco, is a special place for families. It's a place where many families feel like they can put roots, and the quality of life is excellent. So I have invested my time and energy and my passion into giving back by learning. I've served as a commissioner for the Washington State Commission on Hispanic Affairs. I was their vice chair. I'm a graduate of Leadership Tri-Cities Class 18, the best class. I served on the Downtown Pasco Development Authority Board, DPDA. Economic development is a huge passion for me, learning how the community plans what their economic future is. It's something that it's important for me to learn and eventually be part of it. I was part of the executive committee for Somos Pasco, which is the economic vision for our area. And so that's something that I am and I was involved on. I am chair for Tri-Cities Community Health, which is our community health center. It's a federal qualified health center. We serve around 27,000 patients. We have over 120,000 unique patient visits. So through public health and healthcare, and making sure that we in Tri-Cities, we have quality healthcare, and it is affordable, it's accessible to anyone and everyone that needs healthcare. It has been a huge passion of mine. What else I've done? My goodness. Yes, I'm a co-founder of the Pasco Taco Pro. It's something that it was born of the idea and the need of changing that understanding on, you know, misunderstanding people, I guess, a perception of that people have of Pasco. So we said we wanted to change that and to invite people. And we do that by breaking bread. And we have so many wonderful places where people can join and see our culture, enjoy our wonderful food. And by doing that, by visiting these 20 restaurants throughout our city, they would have a better understanding on, you know, what Pasco is and who we are and our families, our businesses. So the Pasco Taco Crawl was born in 2016. Another idea and a vision of mine that I've had since the beginning, since I arrived here in Pasco, it was to have a friendship agreement with Colima. And that's the state where I grew up. I was born in Guadalajara. But I've, you know, when I first came here, I've noticed that there were so many people. There was a big DNA from that area. So what a better way of linking these two cities where we have so much in common. If you go throughout and if you ask people here, businesses in Tri-Cities or Mexican restaurants and businesses in general, Hispanic businesses, they are going to, many of them, you're going to be surprised that many of them have links to Colima. So happy to report that we've negotiated. I was the lead negotiator with Pasco and the state of Colima, not only the city, but the state. And this is something that is going to be a great benefit to our area. We are working on education exchange, cultural and art exchange, business exchange. So, and that sisterhood and friendship that we are embracing, it's going to be very, very neat. And it's going to be a great benefit to our area. So that was my latest, and it was a great satisfaction to see how everybody embraced this, how the city and the school districts and CBC and WSU, all the different entities that were involved in this process, they embraced this vision. And now it's a vision that it's a shared vision now, which is wonderful. So that got me to, I've also been involved in supporting some other candidates that I know they are good. They will be good candidates, good public servants for us. And so that's a little bit of what I've done.
We're talking with Ana Ruiz Peralta, who is a candidate for Franklin County Commissioner District 2 here on The Bottom Line. Now, Ms. Peralta, of course, anyone that decides that they want to throw their hat in the ring to run for elected office certainly has a number of reasons why they are doing so. What are some of the things that you have noticed in Franklin County that inspired you to run for the office?
I am used to working in a collaborative fashion where, you know, the collective minds and hearts, it comes when we come together on that spirit, we are able to serve everyone better. So I think Franklin County would benefit that, changing and adding stability to the discourse and the conversations that the commissioners have within them and with the public and with the wonderful staff that they have. It's something that is a stability. It's a priority of mine. Stewardship, understanding that we are public servants and we have to be good stewards of the funding that we received. That is also a priority of mine. Smart growth is we are about to see a second wave of growth, and we need to do it in a smart way. As I've heard from farmers, that's something that they are looking into and they're worried about how they are having to share their land with housing. So mixed use is something that is important for me to look at. And I would like to work with other commissioners in Franklin County and in Benton County, and how we are planning that. When I mentioned Somos Pasco, which is we are Pasco, which is the economic development strategic priorities that we have as an area, to look back and see what we already worked as an area and what direction we want to go, I think that's something that we also have to look and fall back. And it's kind of like our guiding north on where do we want to be in our economic growth until 2030.
We're talking
with my priority.
We're talking with Anna Ruiz Peralta, candidate for Franklin County Commissioner, District 2. Ms. Peralta, what do you think about the relationship that currently exists between Franklin County and Benton County, between the Board of Commissioners? And do you think that it's a good relationship right now? Do you think the relationship needs improvement? And if so, where do you see areas for improvement?
I have to be careful with my words. You know, our commissioners, we have to expect our commissioners and any public servant to really embody a spirit of civility. And I don't think that is going on right now. So that's lacking. And when the commissioners are not collegial within themselves and with our neighbors, not a lot of work gets done. And unfortunately, that translates into the quality of services that the public receives. We have a bi-county relationship, and that's really important how the Benton Franklin Health, public health, or the delivery of public health, it gets done, the funding of it. And it's really lacking. And right now, especially with the public health emergency or the pandemic that we have, it's showing. So the commissioners haven't appropriately funded public health, and we have a crisis right now. So how the health department has responded, it's really, it shows, and the funding that they've had or lack of funding, it has really hindered their ability to act more quickly. They've done a great job with the resources that they have. They have really good people, but the commissioners have the responsibility to appropriately fund public health. And so that's something that I would like to work on. And I would like to work with our commissioners in the other side of the river. I don't know what the composition of their board will be after November. There's an election. So I can say that it's my priority to repair that relationship and to work with them, whoever gets elected. And the same in Franklin County, to make a change, we need an immediate change. In Franklin County, to make a change, we need majority. So there's two positions open for re-election, and we need change. Two is a change. Two out of three is a change. So that's something that is a big priority for me.
Anna Ruiz Peralta, candidate for Franklin County Commissioner, District 2. We appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you for spending it with us and with the potential voters in District 2 in Franklin County.
Thank you. If you want to follow me, you can like my candidate page on Facebook and Instagram. There is also a Snapchat. It's different time of campaigning. So that way you can ask me questions. You can like my page, follow my campaign and what I'm talking about. If you have any questions, again, just feel free to reach out to me through that. We have a website, electannaruiz.com. That's another way of getting involved with my campaign. Thank you so much for what you do, Rob.
Thank you for your time again, Ms. Peralta. Anna Ruiz Peralta running for Franklin County Commissioner, District 2. The primary is in August. If you'd like more information, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and electanaruiz.com. Take a quick time out here on the Bottom Line News Radio, 610 KONA. We still have quite a bit to touch on today, Ed.
That we do. We'll do that when we get back.